looking forward to working with you all through this process. Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. I'm getting us on the live stream, and it looks like we've got Greg on the phone now. So we've got everybody here. We need to start the meeting. So give me just 1 second, and we'll get it on live. You guys are the first time we've done this, so give us a second. Sorry about that. We are live now, I believe.
Ready to go?
I think we're ready to go. So I'll let Greg kick us off. He is the appointed chair just until we get somebody elected. So, Greg, take it away.
Okay. Thank you all for joining us. My name is Greg McPherson. I'd like to call the CUNA Urban Renewal Agency meeting for the date of April 24th, 2020 to order. Since we don't have a chair elected yet, the city appointed me as a temporary chair to start the meeting. We will not be holding any public hearing items today, but we are live streaming the meeting on the CUNA Economic Development Facebook page for the public to view. We'll begin with a roll call. Lisa, will you please take the roll for us?
Commissioner Todd Cooper.
Present.
Commissioner Rocco DiRazio.
Present.
Commissioner Winston Inouye?
Present.
Commissioner Greg McPherson?
I'm here.
And Commissioner Taylor Tibbetts?
I'm here as well.
All right, thank you.
Okay, the first item we have on the approval of agenda, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as presented on the April 24th date?
I make the motion to approve. This is Winston.
Okay. Cooper would second.
Okay, thank you. Do we just have to poll the council, or do we have to just approve it by vote, Lisa?
I think for this one, we can just approve it by vote I think you're good for now. For the resolutions, we'll do it by roll call.
Okay, there is a motion and a second on the table to approve the agenda items as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is the consideration of resolution number URA-2020-01 approving the amended and restated bylaws of the CUNA Urban Renewal Agency. Chair will open presentation of the bylaws. Is there any questions on the bylaws?
No? I'd like just a preliminary comment, and then if we need to run through the bylaws in detail, then Megan can point out some of the decisions that still need to be made on the bylaws. But generally, the Idaho statute allows agencies to adopt bylaws, and most agencies do have a formal set of bylaws that simply involve the meeting times and dates, their offices, how a quorum is determined, how agendas are posted, et cetera, et cetera. So pretty administrative action. The biggest issue would try and consider when and how often you want to meet. As a regular board, you can always have special meetings along the way. So with that, I'll Lisa or Megan jump in and go from there.
I just want to make sure, too, everybody can see the agenda and that it's scripturing appropriately.
I'm following it on my computer, but I don't see it on my phone, so I'm not there.
Just a thin strip, Lisa.
Okay, I will stop sharing then and try and reshare that again. Sorry about that.
Conrad, and I think Ryan did a good job of summarizing the purpose of these bylaws. In general, they do try and refer back to the Idaho Code where appropriate, particularly for the appointment of the Board of Commissioners. There is on, not sure, it's page 2 of 7, item 3B, there is a section that's highlighted, and this is, Ryan touched on this, that, about deciding when and how often the agency board should consider meeting. The proposal that is included in section 6 includes meetings the first Wednesday of February, March, July, August, and November. And that does seem to be an odd schedule because it's not in every other month or it's not monthly. However, in looking at the various urban renewal reporting requirements, we have found that requiring meetings in these particular months aligns better with trying to accommodate those various reporting requirements you'll have throughout the year. So that is the suggestion. In speaking with Lisa Holland, and in trying to look at what date May works best from a planning perspective, it appears Wednesdays may be better. And so for purposes of bylaws, we would like to plug in a time and that we would try and stick with that schedule moving forward. I think as we all recognize moving through the scope of work that is before this board at this point, more likely than not, this body will be meeting monthly for the near schedule. I think another, Lisa, can I just share a few other points before we get back to discussing Section 6? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. If we go to page 3 of 7 of item 3B, where we talk about the officers, I just wanted to point out that the bylaws contemplate a chair, a vice chair, a secretary, and a treasurer position. The bylaws, and this is consistent with the statute, the secretary and treasurer do not have to be members of the Board of Commissioners. So those roles can be accomplished by city staff or others. There is some time where the city and treasurer position can be combined into one, and that often occurs when you have a board member that is providing those services, and it just makes more sense to have one person do both of those tasks. I think just to be clear, the agency fiscal year is the same as the fiscal year for other public entities such as the city. So it begins on October 1st and ends on September 30th. And happy, you know, the rest is fairly standard material. We have renamed these bylaws, the 2020 bylaws. In the resolution itself, we have tried to walk through some of the historical actions that have been taken both at the agency and city council level. We are aware there were some bylaws adopted around the 2003-2004 time period, but do not believe that any have been adopted since 2011. But that is why we have changed the reference. Instead of the amended and restated, we're just referring to these now as the 2020 bylaws. And so with that, Lisa, happy to go back up to the highlighted text where we look at the board meeting date and time and open that up for discussion, as well as any other questions that anybody has. So in looking at that, Lisa, do you have a sense for, were you wanting to pull the members about a time that may work best that we can insert there?
I think if you all can discuss what a general time frame would be, whether that's afternoon during the workday, right after the workday, or early mornings, we'd be happy to discuss what time worked best for most of you and make that as a regular set meeting. You know, we can certainly reevaluate if we need to. Anyone have comments?
You know, mine is after the work day. This is Rocco, and I, you know, it's sometime, you know, 6 o'clock or a little later.
I'm Shrek Pearson, we're having a little hard time hearing you.
I wasn't talking. I was kind of letting everyone else go. I'm flexible. Morning, noon, night, doesn't matter to me. Wednesdays are fine. You know, if evening accommodates most people better. I didn't. Some of the last comment was mumbly, and I didn't hear it. But what I'm flexible.
This is Wednesday. I'm flexible as well.
Elise, it's Todd. I'm flexible as well. Beginning of the day or the end of the day would be better than in the middle for me, probably. I could accommodate any of it.
So if we did 6 o'clock on Wednesdays as our regular meeting, does that work? And I'll ask Chris Engels, our city clerk, if there's any conflicts with that from the city perspective as well.
I don't see any at this point.
This is Winston. It works for me. 6 o'clock is good.
Yeah, that works for me.
Rocco, is it?
Yes, for Greg.
Great. And if anyone else has other questions on the bylaws, certainly feel free to throw those forward. One additional note I'd like to make just for city records, if possible for these resolutions, there's two of them on the agenda for tonight. If we can address them in your motions as URA 2020-01 or 02, that'd be helpful for our records. We're going to relabel them with the label URA ahead of them so we don't mix them up with regular city council meetings.
Okay. Also, Lisa, this is Greg McPherson. Are we going to do like the first Wednesday or second, or did we have a Wednesday certain on those, or how are we doing that?
Great question. I was thinking the first Wednesday of the month, typically, and we'll evaluate for May if we need to do a meeting in May.
Okay. Does that work with the board?
This is Winston. It works for me.
Works for Rocco.
That's good as well.
Okay, sounds like that'll work then. So, are we ready to approve the that first resolution then, Lisa?
Yeah, I think if there's no more discussion, the resolution would approve the bylaws for the agency. So if someone would like to make a motion to consider that resolution, remember to put the URA before the 2020 for us. I think that would be good.
And also incorporating the changes we've discussed today, the title 2020 bylaws, and then updating the meeting date and time.
Cooper would make the motion as presented, URA 2020, with the updates as presented, and meeting times.
Second that by Winston.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to approve URA 2020-01, approving the 2020 bylaws of the CUNA Urban Renewal Agency. Is there any other discussion on this? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Megan or Chris, do I need to take a roll call on that one?
Oh, we probably should since it's a resolution, huh?
I would recommend a roll call just because we're remote.
Okay. Commissioner Cooper?
Aye.
Commissioner DiRozio?
Aye.
Commissioner Nui?
Aye.
Commissioner McPherson?
Aye.
And Commissioner Tibbetts? I think we had you on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can.
Okay, my vote is aye.
Thank you. Motion passes.
Okay, that motion then carries. Next item is item number 4, election of officers. I will open the election of officers. You can identify the bylaws, identify 4 officers, chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. That will be secretary, treasurer position can be combined. So I would take nominations for chairman of the Urban Renewal Agency.
Greg, I nominate you. You're doing a fantastic job at this point.
I knew I heard a train.
What did you say?
Okay, there's a motion on the table for Greg McPherson to be chairman of the Urban Renewal Agency and a second. All those in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
Man, unanimous. I hate that. Okay, well, so approved. Now I would now take nominations for a vice chair.
How about a Winston?
Yeah.
Marco nominates Winston.
Is there a second?
I would second that.
Okay, there's a motion on the table for Winston to be vice president, or vice chairman, excuse me, of the CUNA Urban Renewal Agency. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Lisa, did we want to combine any of these like it's listed in my notes here?
Great question. So I think what we've talked about from a staff perspective, and certainly open to your consideration if you'd like something else, Jared Empey is our city treasurer, and he's offered that he would serve as the treasurer for the agency at least until there was a point in time where something else would need to be considered. I know that we also talked about naming the city clerk as the secretary or an appointed designee. And certainly you can consider having me as your administrator or director of the organization. But I would lean towards legal counsel if they've got any other comments on that as well.
No, but this is really up to you. And the models throughout the state are a pretty mixed bag. But having a secretary and treasurer as city administrative officers, it's fine. And usually for a startup, this works pretty well since they are the ones that are providing, for the most part, almost all the administrative support. So appointing or rather electing a secretary who's in the city and then electing the finance director as the agency treasurer is a pretty good model to follow at this point.
Okay.
So one question. question for legal counsel. Do they need to vote to make me the administrator or executive director to help manage the operations, or is that something we'll discuss later?
Yeah, this is Ryan. I didn't put it on the agenda, unfortunately, but yes, I think that would be something to bring back at the next meeting and just make that formality. Because it is good to know who the administrator is, because there are some documents and some things that will be processed, that having a person is a good idea.
Okay. So based on that, then we could potentially appoint the City of Kuna treasurer to our treasurer position. Is that the way I understand it?
Well, it's really an option, so just the same motion that you did for the chair and vice chair, just a motion, and you can combine these two if you want to. It's just one motion to elect as secretary the city clerk, and as treasurer the city finance director.
Okay. If someone would like to make a motion as to that.
Todd Cooper would make the motion. We utilize the services of the city clerk as our secretary, the city finance director as our treasurer.
I second that.
Okay, there's a motion on the table and a second to appoint the city clerk as the secretary and the city finance director as the treasurer. Let's pull the council on that one too, probably, huh?
Yeah, we can do that. And I need to apologize because I've pronounced one of our commissioner's last names wrong, so my apologies there, but we'll start over and see if I don't mess it up this time. Commissioner Cooper.
Aye.
Commissioner D'Orazio.
Aye.
Commissioner Inouye.
Yes.
Commissioner McPherson.
Yes.
And Commissioner Tibbetts. Commissioner Tibbetts, we're having a hard time hearing you still.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so that. I vote yes as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so that motion carries. Let's see, moving on, discussion item, role of city in providing administrative assistance to the agency. Is that for you, Lisa?
Sure, I think, and Megan and Ryan can help expand on this if we need to, but for now, I think this was what I was starting to talk about with, if you wanted me to serve as your administrator, putting together minutes, agendas, those kind of things, and helping coordinate the operations of the entity. So right now I think the city is able to help in serving in an administrative capacity. We've obviously just talked about secretary and treasurer roles as well. So I think you'd have myself, Chris Angles, and Jared Enby heavily involved in the organization, unless you'd like to see a vote of progression with that.
Okay. Well, I think that would be a great idea personally. I'll open it up for discussion.
I'm supportive of that structure, certainly.
I am definitely on board with that.
Agreed. Okay.
And there's no motion needed there. It was just the discussion item. So if Ryan has any additional comments, certainly welcome.
Yeah, this is Megan. You know, at this point in time, the agency does not have a dedicated revenue stream, but I think as the agency startup evolves, ultimately we would probably want to put in place some agreement between the agency and the city that, that perhaps spells out in just a little bit greater detail what the respective roles are of each. And so nothing that we would need to address now, just thinking in the future a little bit.
Megan, this is Winston. That would be some type of joint powers agreement or something of that nature.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner. It really would be structured probably more as a memorandum of understanding, but yeah, just something that's in writing. And oftentimes, as there is some revenue flowing in, there is an opportunity to reimburse the city for the use of city personnel for this scope of work. Again, probably not something we have to deal with in the short term, but something we may want to keep thinking about as we work towards this goal of standing up the district.
Thank you.
Perfect. Is there any other discussion on item 5? Okay. Hearing none, let's move on to item number 6, financial matters, process of payment of invoices.
And Mr. Chair, if I can, Lisa Hall,
yeah.
The record. I think the way that we've been processing these is right now we will work with the city treasurer to keep urban renewal items separate, but we will be paying them through the city. So the city has put forward some funding to get us started with paying for legal services and paying for a contract with JUB, the eligibility study. So as we keep moving,
okay,
forward, there may be a point in time where we have a separate dedicated account. And certainly Jared Empey's on the line if people like to talk about this at all either, or if legal counsel has any other comments. But at some point, once urban renewal allocation funds start flowing in, we'll have to start balancing those a little bit differently.
Awesome, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Winston. I have a question for whomever would be best suited to answer this, and it's probably a little bit precocious, but speaking of the financial matters, I presume, I don't know if it would be at every meeting, but it's at least at some meetings during the year, we'll be reviewing financial statements of some kind. And so it's my understanding that would be prepared by the city financial director.
That would be my understanding, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Ryan. Just jump in, and that is the usual process every meeting. Financial review or financial that it's board for it. So very typical.
Thank you.
So Jared and I will work closely together to with legal to find whatever reporting requirements we have.
Perfect. Any other discussion? Okay. Action item. What action do we need to take on that, Lisa, at this time?
I would look to legal counsel if there's an action we need to take on that.
Yeah, I see the need for some point. As Megan mentioned, for the MOU, we could stick in a process of invoices are presented, paid, and then presented to the board. But I don't think we need to take any action item now. This is the process that's in place. So we're good to go.
Okay. Then moving on, action item number 7 would be the approval of engagement letter between Elam and Burke and CUNA Urban Renewal Agency. And I need to flip back to that. Thank you.
Can you also see the screen that I'm sharing now?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, maybe perhaps it'd be good for Elon Burke to give an overview of their letter.
Yes, if they could start off. I'm switching back and forth, and I lost the page I needed here.
Yes, this is Megan Conrad, and currently Elon Burke has an engagement letter with the city of CUNA concerning really this proposed new project area that will be coming before you in the form of the first step of the eligibility report. I think as we all looked at the structure, it became clear that it probably makes the most sense for the agency to separately retain legal counsel and following, following consideration of this by the agency board, we would contemplate terminating the agreement with the city. And so as part of the proposal and scope of work we have provided is really twofold. One addresses general services such as should the agency and or staff have questions for us that are just related to urban renewal activity in general, such as addressing minutes, agendas, urban renewal agency reporting requirements, open meetings, public records type issues. That's the scope of work that would be covered in just general services. We've also broken out the scope of services related to the preparation and approval of a new project area. And that in and of itself is broken down into a phase one and a phase two. And the phase one addresses the eligibility report phase and the scope of work that is typically involved in such activity. And it really relates to review and approval and drafting of documents, including resolutions and coordination with city concerning preparation of the city council's resolution and working in coordination with city staff and city attorney. I think as you have seen, the eligibility report also includes some property that is currently located in unincorporated Ada County. And because of that particular nuance, we've also built into the timeline and process coordination with Ada County as well. So part of phase two is the actual drafting of the plan following City Council consideration of the eligibility report and making the requisite findings. And so with the plan drafting and approval process, there's also a number of anticipated tasks and documents that go along with that phase identified in the engagement letter as well. There's also in the engagement letter just an indication of tasks that we really are not directly or may not be directly responsible for, such as preparation of the legal description and map. However, we do work with processing those documents with the State Tax Commission and others. We have taken, we understand that there may be more than one project area, and these scopes of responsibility and anticipated documents would be consistent with both project areas. We have provided an estimate of the scope of work, and we have also for each phase, and we've also identified that our hourly rate for services for shareholders is $225, for associates it's $200, and $100 for paralegal time. Ryan and I both will be providing guidance on this process, but we struggle guys very hard to not overlap or duplicate time. We are cost conscious. And so we really have tried to put together a scope that adequately lays out a path forward as well as what the cost estimate would be. And so with that, happy, you know, Ryan may have something else to add, but with that, happy to answer any questions.
You know, Megan covered it well. Again, we do strive not to have more than one of us in activity at any one particular time, and we'll coordinate that pretty closely. But again, we've set this out to try and cover what we foresee the needs are for the next bit of time to consider an urban renewal plan.
Okay, perfect.
If I may, Mr. Chair, the only thing I'll add is that we budgeted for this as part of the fiscal year, so this is part of what was already approved with the city. They just wanted it to be formally approved by this board for their continuation.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me get back to that page then. So then we would need a motion to approve the engagement letter between Eagleman Burke and the Unit Urban Renewal Agency.
I motion to approve.
Okay. Motion has been set. Is there a second?
Second.
Ed Cooper with a second.
Okay. Motion and a second is on the table. All those in favor of approving the engagement letter between Eagleman Burke and the CUNA Urban Renewal Agency. Maybe we ought to pull this one too, Lisa.
We certainly can.
Okay.
Mr. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Inouye?
Aye.
Commissioner McPherson?
Aye.
And Commissioner Tibbetts?
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries. Item number 8, consideration of resolution 2020-02, approving eligibility report for West Downtown District Study Area. And that. Who is going to kick that off, Lisa?
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
So the resolution would just basically help say that this body recommends the urban renewal study moves forward to council for consideration. A couple of additional notes, and I'll let JUB run through an overview of the study itself. A couple of things we may need to tweak slightly in the study. There were some later additions from legal counsel on the study that they need to also add in. So we'd ask in your motion that you might allow us to make a couple of additional changes to the study. And I'll let Megan kind of run through what those are once we get there. We'd like to have a little bit of room to modify a couple of things. And if you look at page 2 on the study, and I'll scroll down there real quick. So if you see this map here, the figure 1, there's an area that's kind of got a bluish greenish hashtag over it, or I'm hovering my mouse over it right now. Those pieces are in unincorporated Ada County. And so in order to establish a district with those areas in place, we would have to have a joint agency agreement with Ada County Board of Commissioners. So I've reached out to them, and we're working to set up a meeting. Once this body approves the eligibility study, we would meet with the commissioners next to make sure that they were okay with our plan and endorse it, and then we would take it to city council for their endorsement, and then we would come back to you to start the process of creating a district plan for consideration, and it would go through still a number of approval steps. This is just the first stage to say we realize that there's an area that has some a need for urban renewal, and we're interested in moving forward and identifying what could be accomplished if we put together a plan. I'm going to ask Lisa Bachman if she has any comments that she'd like to make about the study itself. Lisa H. and everybody. It's Lisa Bachman. Thanks for the opportunity to say a few things on the study. I'm really excited for the city and the Urban Renewal Agency and see this moving forward. It's been a long-term goal. And we've been working over the last few months to not only figure out the boundary that would any goal and the community has for economic development and revitalization of the area, but also to understand, you know, what types of improvements we'd like to see and what kind of hurdles we might overcome. So I believe that the study is, or I guess reflects the area that the city would like to improve in the West. It has considered many factors. We've had the review of Elam and Burke, and I know the Urban Renewal Agency members have had a chance to review it several times, and I guess I'll stand for any question.
Okay, any questions for Lisa Bachman?
This is Todd Cooper. A question, I guess, for either Lisa. Is there precedent for a joint agreement in unincorporated any county with other agencies? Do we anticipate any hurdles there?
This jump in as well. So the statute does require it, and throughout the state there have been agreements with counties for areas that are outside city limits. So it's something that is available and needs to jump through the hoops that the statute calls out. In Ada County right now, there does exist an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Meridian, the Meridian Development Corporation, and Ada County for their project, which when it was established, and still does for that matter, have some properties that were outside the city limits. So yeah, it has been done before, and I won't make any political commentary, but it should be something that, if they see the benefit of it, should be something that would be available to us to obtain.
Thank you, Ryan.
Mr. Chair, if I can add another comment. We've purposely taken our time in establishing this eligibility study. We did a lot of outreach and a lot of inclusion early on. So the Ada County Commissioners have been involved in our process. We've met with them before to let them know that we were considering urban renewal. We don't expect any big challenges there, but we'd certainly want to be proactive in making sure we have a strong relationship moving forward. So that's why we would take it to them in advance of City Council, just to make sure that we're transparent and working collaboratively. The other option would be to remove the Ada County parcels from the study, but I think the reason we've included them in there was from the feedback we had that if you look again where my mouse is, this area here is planned in our future use map for light industrial. And we really don't have a lot of light industrial close to town, but some of that flex space or manufacturing space. And there's some significant infrastructure challenges to service this area, which is why it hasn't developed before. This is also the curve coming into CUNA. There's been many conversations about whether or not that road would come through. And so that's part of the reason that this area was included, was for conversations about how Meridian Road could come through and if there was the ability to tap into the rail end that runs through next to the industrial area. So that's part of the reason it's included in there, even though it's unincorporated Ada County.
Okay.
Megan, would you go through a couple of the additional changes we need to request in the study? I think there were just a couple of legal clarifications on the eligibility side.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner, or Chairman, and Lisa. We have had the opportunity to work very closely with Lisa Bachman and her team on this study, and it's just an excellent work product. The last few things that we're working through are really what I would call crossing T's and dotting I's. The Idaho statute provides some guidance on how to how open lands are determined to be eligible. And I would say that the guidance provided by statute is not robust. And so what we are looking at is there's specifically a section in Idaho Code in 2903, subsections 8C, that just addressed some additional eligibility factors and hoops that we jump through when open land is predominantly, when the project area is proposed to be predominantly open land. And based on the assessments we've seen, it's about 50%. And so what we're working through right now is just, and really the information is already contained in the study. It's just sort of adding some additional sentences to just kind of address that point. The second thing that we're looking at is part of the eligibility factors in general. There's just some requirements that were the present conditions result in some economic underdevelopment. And really that information also exists in the study. So what we asked for is a few conclusory sentences to address that point. And so Lisa and her team have been just really accommodating and working with us through these final. It really does not change what I would say the substance of this document. It's really falling in line with tweaks. And so happy to respond to any questions about that.
Okay, anybody have any questions or concerns, comments? No? Okay. Anything further from either Lisa?
I would just say if you decide to move forward with approving the eligibility study, there's also a resolution. So same comment, if you would please include URA before the 2020 for our records. And then just make note that we'd like to make a couple of legal changes that don't change the intent of the document, but just help clarify a few things.
Okay. Then the consideration of resolution number URA 2020-02 approving eligibility study report for West Downtown District study area is before the board.
This is Winston. I make a motion to approve URA 2020-02, with the consideration, the legal changes, with consideration of the said legal changes that do not change the intent from JUV.
Okay,
thank you. I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve resolution URA 2020-02. Lisa, would you please poll the council?
Commissioner Cooper?
Aye.
Commissioner DiRozio?
Aye.
Commissioner Inouye?
Aye.
Commissioner McPherson?
Yes.
And Commissioner Tibbetts?
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries. Or, excuse me, resolution. Item number 9. Consideration of retention of JUB engineers to study the proposed East Kuna District and prepare an eligibility study.
Mr. Chair, if I can start this and then I'll have to pass it off to Lisa Bachman again.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
So we have looked at an area in East Kuna, kind of out where CSB is located at. There's a number of land pieces out there with landowners who have an interest in seeing industrial development happen, but there is no city services out there, no wastewater treatment facility, no city well or anything like that. So we've been evaluating whether or not we could establish an urban renewal district for that area. There's been some land negotiations happening, and so that's why it wasn't done at the same time as the West Kuna district, because originally we talked about doing them jointly. They're getting a little bit closer on some of their land negotiations, and we do have a couple of active projects considering the area for potential facilities out there, and I can't say much more about it than that at this point in time, but I would just say there's some land conversations happening amongst owners out there, and if there are projects happening, it might be a good opportunity to be in advance with an eligibility study so that we could capture some of the increment to be able to help those future users with creating a system at some point in the future. So that's why we're bringing it up now. We spent a lot of time doing education and awareness and doing the proper outreach, and the West Kena District had certainly more parcels than anticipated, so it took quite a bit of time to put together this eligibility study. So JUB's used the budget that we have set up for the West Kena District, and they've given some consideration that if this board and the council would like to move forward with considering East Kena for another eligibility study, they could do so for a smaller cost, but just an extension of the contract that we have with them. So that's what that item is, and I'll go down to that addition that JUB passed on and let Lisa Bachman cover anything else she'd like to.
Great, thank you.
This is Lisa Bachman. Thanks, Lisa Holland. I think you covered everything really well. Like you said, we did a lot of public outreach, a lot of stakeholder engagement. The West District boundary was changed quite a bit, a few times. So, on the flip side of that, we have a good template for an eligibility study that we'll be able to follow for the East District. And like you said, it's better to be ready with the eligibility study so that when a project does come through, you can move forward and have that ready for an urban renewal plan. So that's what we would plan to do is once we have that boundary identified, we could begin fairly quickly with that East study.
Mr. Chairman, this is Winston. If I could make just a couple of comments, general comments, I'd like to do so.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. The with respect to this study and the area concerned there within on the east side, I too, in the work that I do, have saw tremendous interest in that area, and I can speak from experience, as many of you can. When you develop an area, when an area begins developing, we have the piece that's closer to the city, generally the commercial and the infrastructure associated with that, which is super important, and obviously we're moving ahead to look at that. But also as an integral part of that, the industrial piece or the heavy commercial piece plays an essential role in this, and quite frankly, I see that area as being, I do not think you could pick a better area in the Treasure Valley area for the industrial to happen out there. Obviously, we need there's some additional infrastructure in these things, but I guess I would just in speaking with the Department of Commerce, Director Keeley and his team, they see that area as a wonderful area for industrial development. So I would just hope the board would take that into consideration, number one. And then number two, I think the fact that JUB is familiar, obviously, with our group, they're familiar with the area they're already studying, and the fact that the template more or less already exists for that area, I think we're looking at a good value proposition from JUB. So that would complete my comments.
Great, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, hearing none. I guess if the rest of the board would like to move forward with retention of JUB, I would need that in motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Winston. Since I spoke on it, I don't want to take all the motions here, but I will go ahead and make that motion for URA's consideration of retaining JUB to study the proposed East Cuna district with the terms that they've set forth.
Okay, my motion has been made. Is there a second? Okay, thank you. So motion has been made and seconded to retain JUB to study the proposed East Cuna district and prepare an eligibility study. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, board, confirm who that second was.
I'm not exactly sure.
Wasn't it Rocco?
Yeah. The second?
Yeah, Rocco did.
Yes, that was me, Lisa Rocco. Lisa Rocco.
Thank you.
Just Rocco, not Lisa Rocco.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item number 10, any board comments, concerns, announcements?
Mr. Chairman, Winston here again. I have a question for our legal counsel, if I could ask that question.
Yes, please.
And maybe we're already covered here, but as far as our errors and omissions or any insurance related to that, could our legal counsel, one of our legal counsel, address that?
So, this Ryan, Chairman, Commissioner, so one of the things that now that we're established and you've had your organizational meeting, Lisa should probably follow up and see whether or not there's an ability to either get the agency on as a sort of rider city policy, or urban renewal agencies do have separate policies with ICRIM, so that is doable. It'd just be a function of premium and what our budget can entail, but that would be a due diligence and best practice moving forward is to make that contact.
Thank you.
Mr.
Chair,
Mr. Chair, I was just going to say I'll work with our city clerk and find out what policies we have in place for our commissions and see if it's something we can look into.
Perfect. Thank you. Is there anything else from the board or audience?
Nothing here, Mr. Chair.
Okay, great. Thank you all for attending the meeting today. I hope it went well on the live thing you got going on there. And look forward to working with all of you.
I think you just need a motion for the rest of this meeting.
I'm sorry, what?
I think you just need one more motion to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we could just call it over like Mayor Shear does. So I would then need a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, motion's made and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good work, you guys.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.